honestly, going back to that 2016 draft, it's like I've said a number of times, it's its own 30 for 30. It's an amazing draft. The Cowboys were right in the middle of it with their highest pick in 25 years. And the Cowboys, as you'll recall in the run-up, many of us were saying there are two really special quarterback prospects in this draft. Let's get one of them. We're picking fourth. Let's figure out a way to get one of them. Now, at the time, nobody knew it was one and two were going to be the quarterbacks. There was a belief that maybe you sit at four and you can get one of either Goff or Wentz. That turned out to, within a month of the draft happening, that wasn't going to happen because I want to say, geez, maybe as much as 6 weeks before the draft, Tennessee and the Rams did a deal that was massive. The Rams sent all of the surplus they got from the RG3 trade and then some to Tennessee to jump from 15 to 1 to go get Jared Goff.
It's also important to note that we were still being sold a bill of goods on 30-whatever-year-old Tony Romo and how he was going to play until the apocalypse.
Yeah, but he had just missed all of 15 with two collarbones.
That's why I was all about it, but everybody just kept telling me, hey, he's bounced back before. No need to take a quarterback.
So I'm thinking if Tennessee and the Rams can do a deal from 15 to 1, I wonder, can't the Cowboys get from 4 to 2 because the Browns are up there? Maybe you can get a deal done with them. In the meantime, All of the Chip Kelly stuff is starting to unwind, and the Eagles are quickly trying to fix all the stuff that Chip Kelly did. One of them was they wanted to flip a draft pick, and I want to say that Oregon linebacker, whose name eludes me, the Bill and the...
DeForest Buckner?
No. The linebacker that Chip loved so much that he...
Kiko Alonso,
thank you.
Back and forth.
They flipped him to Miami to get from, I want to say, 13 to 8. So Philadelphia was at 13. They jumped up to 8 with, like, Kiko Alonso and a second or something like that, whatever it was. And now they're at number 8. And I thought, wonder what the Eagles are up to. In fact, Eagle media thought they were chasing Ezekiel Elliott, which, of course, turned out to be wrong. Unless they would have sat at 8, and maybe Zeke falls to them if the Cowboys are going to do something defensively and maybe get Jalen Ramsey. Who knows if the Jaguars or Ravens or 49ers are going to take a quarterback. So maybe that would have worked. Instead, like a week before the draft, as I recall, the Eagles shoot up to number 2 and take the Browns pick and give the Browns a bunch of stuff because the Eagles... At the time, we didn't know, are the Rams taking Goff or Wentz, which seemed really weird that you would trade to number 2, but they were comfortable with either one falling to them. So now, quarterback 1 to a team that traded up, quarterback goes 2 to a team that traded up, and we are left to say, well, what about those teams that traded out of there? Tennessee already had their quarterback the year before. They took Marcus Mariota, also from Oregon. And then the Browns were at number 2. If you are familiar at all with professional football, you have seen the list of quarterbacks the Browns have started since they became, they came back into the NFL in 1999, starting with Tim Couch, but it is a list, I believe, of 29 or 30 starters since then. The Browns had the number 2 pick in a 2-quarterback draft. And I figured the Cowboys couldn't get up there because the Browns are not insane. The Browns, perhaps believing that there is an absolute truth that you always want more picks than less picks, as we referenced the AT&T commercial again, Jake. Would you like more picks or less picks? Yay, more picks. They get out of there. In fact, they'll end up getting out of there again, and they continue to trade down till when they finally pick. They're taking Corey Coleman from Baylor at number 15, ironically enough, which they received because the Titans and the Rams had traded pick 15 on, and the Browns continued to amass more and more currency, which they cashed in quite a bit of it in the 18 draft, but they'll have even more in the 19 draft. These Browns do collect a lot of picks at a very, very solid clip. However, until a few months ago, they didn't have their quarterback. They just got Baker Mayfield. But to tell you the story of the 2016 draft and the frustration and the fact that Browns fans have just about had enough of all of this, you have to go back to how the Browns tried to spin it in the media immediately following that 2016 draft. So the Cowboys got Zeke, the Chargers got Joey Bosa, the Jaguars got Jalen Ramsey. I mean, you might go 5 for 5 with Hall of Famers in the top five of a draft, which is something I want to say 1989 almost did, except for Tony Mandarich. But think about how rare that would be to have 5 Hall of Famers in the top 5 picks. In fact, even after that, Ronnie Stanley's a very good left tackle in Baltimore. DeForest Buckner looks like a beast and a half in San Francisco. This is a really ridiculous draft at the top. Okay, back to Paul DePodesta and ESPN's Tony Grassi, which he also writes in Cleveland, or maybe he writes for ESPN, Jake, but I know he works at WKNR, so I was feverishly trying to find audio of this because I'd much rather play the audio of an interview, but it's possible it never aired. It's possible it was a notebook interview.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Paul DePodesta is talking to Tony Grassi. And Grassi's done several interviews since, so I have quotes from both of them. This one's from, is it Grassi or Grassi? Forgive me. He's basically the Todd Archer up there. But he said, had Goff been available at number 2, DePodesta indicated it would have been a more difficult choice. But Wentz was not considered a top 20 NFL quarterback in the consensus opinion of the new Browns order. DePodesta's quote was, we have to make judgments on individual players, and we're not always going to be right, but in this particular case, we just didn't feel it was necessarily the right bet to make for us at the time. Again, it comes down to an individual evaluation of the player. Cleveland was comfortable taking its chances on Robert Griffin, Cody Kessler, and Josh McCown. As much as you want a player, you can't invent him if he doesn't exist. In a given year, there may be 2 or 3 NFL-ready quarterbacks at the college level. In another year, there literally may be 0. There just may not be anybody in that year who's good enough to be a top 20 quarterback in the NFL. The story goes on. Wentz wasn't viewed as a top 20 quarterback by Cleveland, which seems to be shocking considering the franchise has had, at the time, 24 different starting quarterbacks and 1 playoff appearance since 1999. Time will tell if the Browns made the right decision. The Eagles certainly feel they made the right move in trading up to get Wentz, who they hope will be their franchise quarterback for the next 10 to 15 years. I mean, there's a lot in here.
That hurts.
But the fact that this guy is still employed by the Browns after publicly saying, not that we don't think Carson Wentz is a top 20 pick in this draft, because, by the way, around the Senior Bowl, there's a feeling that he may, you know, where is he in this draft? Is he a first-round pick? I mean, he went to North Dakota State. You guys sure about this?
Man, the one game that I remember watching, the first
game
I remember
watching. Oh, the one in Frisco. He was awesome.
Yeah, but even before that, you remember the Week 0 game?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Wyoming?
We were texting about it. Maybe Montana State or something, Wyoming. Yeah. But, and I think they might have ended up
was
losing.
Montana. Yeah.
But it was the week where there's no big-time college football.
That's
on,
right.
And he was dealing. Yep. He was huge. And I remember thinking, I don't care who he's playing against. This dude is a, for sure, top 5 quarterback in the next draft. I wouldn't have projected him to be number 2 overall. But the idea that he's not a top 20 quarterback in the draft, that's seems like a fireable offense.